host Bessa Shio.
And of course, this is the place where we talk about all things marriage, because we totally believe that every couple out there has a chance to avoid divorce and live a long, happy life together.
Oh yes, at Live Your Best Marriage, we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome. Every marriage has a chance to be fulfilling. And that's what we do here. We do like weekly podcasts, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, where we give you tips to help you with your marriage so that you can just have, you can kind of see what other couples are going through, and you can use some of those tips to help you make your marriage the best that you want it to be.
Absolutely.
And actually, we are on Facebook, where it's like Facebook.com/Live Your Best Marriage. We are also on Twitter, if you like to get a bunch of encouraging quotes daily. You can get them from @PesaShio, and my wife is @WhitneyShio. So we hook you guys up with a bunch of like just really good motivational quotes to help you just with your marriage. And then my wife does a really great job with the blog, which is at liveyourbestmarriage.com. She writes really good articles, which I actually read them just to encourage me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She doesn't believe it, but just.
He's my number one fan.
Yes.
So, of course, yeah, if you guys would like more updates, go ahead and like the Facebook page. And if you want to subscribe directly, you can just go to the blog and do that. Today, I'm super, super excited. This is going to be my favorite episode because we have encouraging Bible verses for marriage. So, we'll start with the idea that every person has a vulnerability.
Yes.
And every marriage has a vulnerability.
There's that weakness, that chink in your armor that Satan knows how to get in there and just wreak havoc in your marriage. So he knows where your weakness are.
Yes.
And he just knows how to get in and just bring drama into your marriage. Yeah.
Absolutely. So everybody has a thing, whether it's money, infidelity,
anxiety,
substance abuse. Yes. Yeah. Anxiety.
Anxiety.
Anger.
Anger.
Whatever it is, that is, I think it's safe to say that is your vulnerability. That is something, that is the thing that Satan will try to use to take you down and ultimately take down your marriage. So in the Bible, King David also had a thing. He had a problem when he had an affair with his next door neighbor, Bathsheba. So 2 Samuel 11:27 says, "But the thing David had done displeased the Lord." So that thing, his weakness, going after his neighbor, and then, as you know, as the story goes, he had her husband killed so that he could cover up the fact that she became pregnant, and then he married her to look like this hero, to look like this nice guy.
Guy, yes.
And
you know, from that point on, David had just a lot of family issues going on. One of his sons raped his daughter. There was a rebellion in the community. Sons were killed. I mean, it just became chaos.
So after that thing that pretty much took him down, his life from that point on became very unpleasant.
Yes.
So that's the point that we just want to start with, that in mind, that we all have a weakness.
Yes.
We all have a vulnerability that probably could take us down, but unless we just keep a strong connection to God. And
so are you saying I tuned into this podcast thinking I'll be encouraged in my marriage. So now you're telling me that I'm vulnerable and I have
So we're not trying to be paranoid. We just want to look at ways to avoid having these weaknesses take over. So that's what happened to David. His weakness took over. And
remember, David is like, he's the guy who wrote the Psalms in the Bible. He's the guy that...
He was known as the man after God's own heart.
The man, and even so, when Jesus came, Jesus was saying that he's a son of David.
Son of David.
Yes. So it's not so, that...
he was a great guy. King David was a great guy. But the point we're trying to make is this can happen to anybody.
Yes. Like David, who... Yes. He was the man, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So... because there's also this thing in our culture where if I feel inconvenienced, then I need to get what I want. Mm-hmm. And if my marriage is inconveniencing me,
yes,
I should not let my marriage get in my way or whatever. I should not let anything get in the way of me getting what I want, basically. Yeah. So that's also something that's an attack that's in our culture.
Oh yeah.
Family, I think family is under attack. Really, again, this is not to be paranoid. This is just to know that these things can happen to anyone.
And just the fact that you are married, know that it can happen to you too.
Yes.
Yes. So it's basically standing on guard.
Yes. So, okay. So the first encouraging verse that...
After we've taken care of being
After we've seen that, okay, there's a threat out there.
A threat to your life and a threat to your marriage.
Yes.
Yes. Threat to your life and to your marriage. And to my life and to my marriage.
Yes. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. So I really, really like this verse because it just goes back to basics.
How do you say that again? We love?
We love because he first loved us. So again, going back to that whole idea that in our culture, if I feel inconvenienced, if I feel like my marriage is getting in the way of me having fun, or if I feel like my spouse is just really...
lame.
Dragging me down... we love because he first loved us. So it's just that basic, simple idea that we choose to continue loving our spouse.
Yes.
Because as flawed as we are,
yes,
God loves us anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just this really, really, I think simple is the best word for this one. It just reminds you that, okay, I made a decision.
Yes.
To stay committed. And so I'm just gonna keep the commitment.
I'm gonna keep the commitment that I made to my spouse.
Yes.
And also to God.
I'm gonna love the person I married because I am also loved.
Through thickness and thin.
Thick or thin. Yeah.
Thick or thin and what else?
Yes. Sickness and in health.
Sickness and in health.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse, till death do us apart.
Yes. So that's pretty much it. Okay, so that was 1 John 4:19.
Yes.
And then the second one is 12. Okay, I'm not like the best. I'm not like a Bible expert, so I don't know how. So I'm just saying it the way I always say it.
Ephesians 12.
I don't know. No. Ephesians chapter 12, right? And then chapter 4, verse 31 and 32.
No.
It's not 12.
No. It's Ephesians 4, 31 to 32.
Again, I am not a Bible expert here, but I do have verses that I really, really enjoy reading. Okay, so Ephesians 4, 31 and 32.
Mm-hmm. 31 to 32.
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So, if I can overlook my sloppy handwriting here, I really, really do really love this verse because I feel like marriage can have like these really, really, really awesome, happy moments.
Yeah.
And then just like that, it can switch over to like
crazy,
like it says here,
like a crazy
the bitterness,
yeah,
the rage, the anger.
Can you read that? Read again.
Okay.
Get rid of.
So Ephesians
4,
verse 31 and 32.
Yes.
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So yes, just think of all the feelings, the different emotions that come with being married.
Mm-hmm.
There's good, there's bad, there's happy, there's sad, there's such a wide
range
of feelings. But again, this is such a great verse because it just reminds us that, okay, get rid of the bitterness, rage, anger, and be kind and compassionate to one another. So I would say that's easier said than done.
Yes.
But
and I think it just starts with what do you believe? Do you believe it's easier said than done, or you mm-hmm. believe is easy? And I think it's easy if yeah. you have help.
Yes.
So if you believe that you are not yes. doing this alone. And somebody was telling me the other day that God is his CEO. The CEO of his marriage and the CEO of his business was God.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, never heard of that before, so it really inspired me because I was like, yes, you are just saying that you are not in charge.
Yes.
So most of these things we do, our marriages, our raising our kids, our businesses, our jobs,
mm-hmm.
when we are in charge, when it's all about us and we're in charge, things are actually really hard because everything has to come from us. We have to figure it out. But when we have somebody else who is in charge, who's God, it feels much easier because we are going by what he likes or what.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
So also even just reading these verses more often, which I know I need them too.
I
obviously need to. That can be just a huge, huge source of inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
And encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
So, because, I mean, the more you read it, the more you
The
just,
more you get, like, to feeling like...
Yeah.
Okay.
You start thinking like that. So, you're able to absorb the information and use it
yes.
daily. So I like that. Okay. So, the next one is Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. So, okay. And the reason why I love this one is because when you really are going through those struggling,
moments,
tough
yeah.
times, this is so uplifting because you're like, oh, okay, I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to be worried.
Yeah.
I don't need to be upset. God is going to help me through this. And so there's actually a song called Strong Enough by Matthew West.
Okay, we'll put that on our description.
For those of you who listen to K-Love, I absolutely...
Woo! K-Love, yeah.
Oh my goodness, the radio station helped me through such a tough time. I had just had my second baby, and I was pretty much exhausted all the time. And that was a stage where the communication between me and Peso was not fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And so this song, Strong Enough, would come on the radio as I was dropping kids off at school in the morning, picking kids up in the afternoon.
That's before we had started homeschooling.
Yeah, oh yes, that was a long time ago before we started homeschool and staying at home. And so it actually reminded me of this song in the first place was a few days ago we were driving and they played it. And it had been several years since I had heard this song, But instantly, it took me back to that time. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this song is so awesome. It helped me so much.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, he's just saying, I feel like I'm not strong enough to handle all the things you've given me, but I know that if God gives me strength, then I'm going to make it through.
Yes.
So anyway, this verse, Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. So anyway, I would totally encourage you to listen to that song, even if you're not going through a tough time, but especially if you are, just know that it does get better.
Oh, yeah.
It absolutely does get better. And just imagine how great it's going to be after the storm clears. Just after you make it through whatever the issue is that you're going through right now.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes we just need to hear that things get better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I didn't have anyone telling me that. Like, other than that song, no one told me, oh, yeah, you'll get past it. It'll get better.
And sometimes, you can have people around you, and they really don't even know what you're going through.
No.
Because we are so good at having that facade, having that, like, image that we got it together. So people don't even have access to the real you, the one who's really in pain, the one who's really struggling. And that's why we try to here at Live Your Best Marriage, just to keep it real and say, you know what, sometimes things will be crazy in your marriage, but you can still be able to get through it. So, yes, we, in most of the times, just try to have this facade that everything is okay, we have friends, we're just smiling, but they really don't know what is really going on inside. And if you can just come here and just get that inspiration that, hey, you can read this Bible verse, you can listen to the Live Your Best Marriage, you can read the podcast, the blog, whatever, you can just know that, or you can even listen, like, get the inspiration tweets, know that you are not alone and things will get better.
Yes, absolutely. And so, just as we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, just having someone say that it does get better, or yeah, it can get better, can be such a huge relief.
Oh, yeah.
And then also just keeping in mind that there are different seasons.
Yes.
Through life, some good, some bad, some difficult, some easy. And going back to what we had talked about in the beginning of this episode, where we all have a thing that gets us down, or there's something that can distract us from either the life we want to live or just the things that we want to accomplish. And for me, that thing was postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I have a baby, I go through this really, really tough time where my mood is just, I feel like I can't control my mood, and everything is just so doom and gloom. Everything just looks doom and gloom to me during that time. And so the fear not, for I am with you, do not be dismayed. If I had known that during those times, I think that would have really, really helped me.
Yeah.
So, because even though we were going to church during that time, it was...
Which was actually things, really helpful.
For some reason, I just couldn't really connect the dots. I wasn't really, really making a connection between things that the pastor was saying, and then I didn't know how to apply it for my life. So anyway, at least I had that song. That was nice. So anyway, so we just hope that that these verses can be encouraging for you. And there are many, many more. There are probably more than 100 verses in the Bible, if not more than that. which are very, very positive and encouraging, and you can apply it to your marriage.
Yes.
So, and you can apply it to the season that you're going through,
mm-hmm.
whatever that may be. So, was there a book that you wanted to promote this time, or?
No, the book that I've been really enjoying reading, yes. and it's all, next time I'll actually have it with me and I'll show you, it's mm-hmm. Love and Respect by Dr. Eckridge. Okay. It really breaks down the whole, mm-hmm. what the husband is looking for and what the wife is looking for.
Yes.
Who looks for love and who looks for respect. And that book and the 5 Love Languages by Dr.
Gary Chapman.
Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those, the 5 Love Languages, the word I like about it, it's so easy to read and so just, it flows through, like it's such an easy read. And the good thing is it applies to couples, it can apply to how you, like to your extended family, it applies to you and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's basically how do you treat, you're treating other people the way they want to be treated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, yep.
You're speaking their language. Yes.
Yeah.
So those two books, Love and Respect by Dr. Eckridge and Love and Respect by Dr. Eckridge and also The 5 Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman. I mean, those books, they are really good. And we'll actually put a description on the, we'll put a link
mm-hmm.
to those books on the description. But, and then something that has been really helpful to me is the Bible app. Just go to the Play Store or your App Store and just get the Bible app. That thing on my phone, because, you know, it always has reminders on the verse of the day. So even if you are not into reading the Bible, you get like a reminder that this is the verse of the day. And the good thing about the Bible app is it has like Bible reading. I don't want to call them courses. They are Bible reading like plans. Yes, they are plans. And those are great. Because they have marriage Bible reading plans. They have marriage. They have, like, if you want to read the Bible in 90 days, I've done that, and it's great. It actually helps you understand, read the Bible as a story, so that when somebody is quoting things, you kind of know where they're coming from. Because sometimes you're watching a show, and the pastor or the preacher is quoting something from a Bible, but because we don't really understand the whole Bible, they can be leaving things out, so they're literally quoting it out of context, and you don't really know because they just say the sentence, "You'll be great," but they did not. If you don't really know the whole story, you might be missing a big picture. So some of the Bible, on the Bible app, if you read like the whole Bible in 90 days or the whole Bible in 1 year, they have these plans where every day they give you X amount of chapters to read or
mm-hmm.
Things like that. It's so helpful. And one thing I used to do, and I still do that on the Bible app, is I am one of those people who don't like reading, but like somebody to read for me. So I put on my headphones, and the Bible app has that audio
mm-hmm.
thing. So I just put on my headphones, and I'm doing activities, and it just reads, like reads the Bible, and I can do whatever I'm doing. So I feel like I'm at the gym doing working out or whatever, and at the same time the Bible is that's what I'm listening. It just gives, so there's no excuse not to read the Bible because they are even reading it to you.
Yeah.
And it's free. And it's on your phone. And you're always carrying your phone. I mean, what else do you mm-hmm. need? Yeah.
So you can even do something else as you're listening to
You can be doing dishes, you can be doing laundry, but instead of listening to music, Okay, you can listen to Kayla, but if unless you, this is just a nice, easy way because the Bible app is free. And there, some dude is actually reading it for you. What else do you need? So you just put your headphones and they read it for you, and it makes my life easy.
Perfect.
Yes. So, and I'll put the description on, I'll put the link to the Bible app on the description so that you can get the one I'm talking about. I think it's by Life Church. But, yes, but yeah, yes, I'll put the link. Yeah.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So, so again, this was just, we wanted to have some encouraging Bible verses for your marriage, and we will actually be doing more episodes like this one with different verses. We've had quite a few people ask, like, hey, why don't you guys cover things like that more? And so we definitely will, and I'm really excited about it. So again, folks, thank you so much for listening. We are here Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So don't forget to give us a rating or go ahead and subscribe.
Yeah, definitely. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. And folks, until next time, bye and God bless, and make sure to live your best marriage. Bye.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.